Temporarily manifested, briefly manifested, and to guard them from doubts when they saw him crucified later on Mount Calvary, and also to encourage them and all of us to be patient in all our crosses and trials, for the bodies of the just at the general resurrection will be made like the glorified body of our Lord, having the four qualities of the risen body. And if we save our souls, our bodies will participate in the glory of our souls on that last day. Of course, on condition that we persevere till death in bearing our cross, our daily cross, sustained by the grace of God. And it mentions that Moses and Elias also appeared there, that they should attest and acknowledge that our Lord was Savior by the law and prophets of the Old Testament. That the old law and prophets received their fulfillment in him. The old law was represented by Moses, the prophets by Elias. And St. Peter wished that three tabernacles be built there, one for our Lord, one for Moses, one for Elias. Since the magnificence of the apparition enraptured him to the extent that he did not realize that eternal glory can be attained only through sufferings, the everlasting crown through a supernatural battle, even martyrdom, and unending joy through crosses and trials. St. Peter would have wanted to stay there forever if he could have, on top of the mountain, and enjoy this glorious vision, this glorious transfiguration of our Lord, illumination of our Lord. But he didn't yet understand the idea and nature of apostolic zeal until the day of Pentecost. In the epistle, St. Paul instructs us of the means of reaching heaven by our sanctification or growth in holiness. And holiness or sanctification has several meanings. It is a very old term in the Holy Scripture, in the Bible, going all the way back to the time of Moses. Firstly, it means a separation or setting apart of something, as well as devotion or consecration to a certain purpose. In the Old Testament, it was very important that the Israelites be separated from idolatry, from the worship of false gods, as well as sinful acts and practices of pagan Gentile nations. And sanctification also means attachment. And this has two meanings, the separation and attachment. Attachment to God. Remember the Beatitude from elsewhere in the Holy Gospel, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." And this is the specific difference between good and evil people in the world. Those who follow the will of God and work on their sanctification, work on their growth and holiness, and those who follow their passions, especially sensuality and lust, they will end up being spiritually blind, which will eventually lead to obstinacy and sin and refusal to convert, which is a sin against the Holy Ghost. And this can even end up in a rejection and hatred of God. We should also take to heart the prayer from today's Mass. O God, who see us to be destitute of strength, keep us both inwardly and outwardly, that we may be defended in body from all adversities and cleansed in our mind from all evil thoughts. We must especially guard against thoughts and desires against purity, remembering that there's a major difference between having temptation and consenting to sin. Well, we consent to sin is when we knowingly and willingly decide to do the evil to which we're tempted. But as long as we resist, we commit no sin. This even applies to temptations of impure thoughts. So we must form the habit of promptly resisting these temptations by relying more on the help of God's grace than solely on our own limited strength, knowing that God won't allow us to be tempted beyond our strength, but at the same time, we must also depend on the supernatural help in overcoming the wiles of the devil and the weakness of our fallen human nature. And so we must be humble, for the humble man knows his own frailty, his own weakness, and therefore distrusts himself and relies more on God who resists the proud and gives his grace to the meek and humble of heart. And especially during this penitential season of Lent, we should strive to mortify ourselves in this way, as to a certain venial sin that can eventually dispose us to commit mortal sin. We know that from the teaching of the Catechism. Let us therefore do our very best during the remainder of this Lenten season to better strive to better fulfill God's will by working on our sanctification, working on our growth in holiness, by battling against the world, the flesh, and the good devil. Those are the three, remember, the three sources of temptation that we have to struggle against until death, until our dying breath. Not wanting to remain on top of the mountain indefinitely like St. Peter did in today's gospel, remembering that our salvation depends on how well we bear our daily crosses and trials, that we must prepare ourselves to endure temptation, being tried in the fire. Sufferings in many various forms, along with periods of desolation, knowing that consolation will eventually return if we faithfully bear with trials and temptations, the trials and temptations of this temporary earthly life, that a crown of eternal glory awaits us in heaven if we persevere till the end. And this reward will be far greater than the foretaste of the magnificent glory that our Lord temporarily or manifested to his apostles on Mount Tabor. Apostles of strength, giving them encouragement so that in time of desolation, when the time of his passion would come, they would have the strength to bear it, and they would maintain confidence in him. And finally, let us keep in our minds and hearts these words from today's epistle. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto sanctification in Christ Jesus our Lord, without whom we can do nothing of any supernatural merit, without the assistance of the graces won for us through the blood of his cross. And may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.